We were going to have Rex Young in here earlier today, and turns out he succumbed to our flu. So I would just want to thank Connie Garcia and Kathy Tortorio for coming in from Martha's Home and Family Support Services. And we're going to talk about something. Rex was here in October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're having you in the studio today because the Allstate Foundation just granted $91,000 to Texas domestic violence nonprofits. And this is really fantastic because turns out there's a really big need on the High Plains and especially in the Texas Panhandle, and this is something both of you deal with. So first, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what your specific nonprofit does and how you have been benefiting from the Allstate grant. I'll start with you, Kathy.
Well, Family Support Services is an agency that serves the entire community and surrounding areas. We focus on educating and prevention work. We work with veterans. We have a counseling center. I'm with Crisis Services, and so we work directly with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Unfortunately, domestic violence being a scourge of society, we find it in every community, in every city, large or small, and it's a continuing and ongoing problem. And unfortunately, in the year 2015, the Amarillo area had the highest number of domestic violence homicides in the state of Texas. And it was a wake-up call. You know, as much as we had been addressing domestic violence in this area through law enforcement, prosecution, and support services, the problem continued. And so it enabled us to reevaluate, seek out a grant, which helped us put together a domestic violence coalition in the city, getting all of these community partners together to much more aggressively address this problem.
Well, I think that's fantastic that, you know, there have been additional focus on it since 2015. And the Allstate grant obviously has been, you know, kind of like something that's come forward to your organization and to Martha's Home. When Rex was here in October, it was to announce a supply drive to benefit Martha's Home, and that was part of the Allstate grant as well. So, Connie, let's hear a little bit about Martha's Home and what exactly they do for the community.
Well, thank you so much for having us on this morning. Martha's Home is a shelter for homeless women. We have a total of 4 homes. We've just added a 5th, and we house a single homeless women and single mothers with their children. So at Martha's Home, they can stay 3 to 4 months. So it's a little bit of a longer term. And we just do intensive case management with them. They take life skills training classes. And we just want to encourage a higher education. So if they don't have a high school diploma, first order of business is to start on your GED. Then we work closely with Amarillo College to get them some kind of a certificate or vocational training. Even many of them go on to college and to a higher education. Very bright women, most of them, and very capable of going to college. So our goal is to not just take them in for the night and slap a Band-Aid on the problem of homelessness, but to bring these women in and equip them with the knowledge and the resources and the skills to, when they go out and they leave Martha's Home, they can be self-sufficient. And they can be contributing members of society.
Well, I think that sounds like it's something that both of your organizations try to do is, you know, you can't fix this problem until you create a space for these women to be able to run their own lives and have their own money and have, you know, a safe space for their kids.
Right.
What can folks across the High Plains do just generally, since you said it's a problem that just is so pervasive across the U.S., what can someone do if they suspect someone they know is a victim of domestic violence? I'll start with you, Kathy.
What I would say is that oftentimes we may have that suspicion, and I would encourage people not to be embarrassed to put it out there. You don't have to ask the question, are you being hurt by your partner? Because that oftentimes will get you a defensive answer. No, why would you think that? But letting someone know, you know, I'm here for you. If you need anything, give me a call. You know, there are places that can help you. Putting that out there and letting that person know that there's a secondary person that is ready to be supportive. And I would also encourage people to write down this number. Our emergency hotline for domestic violence and sexual assault is 806-374-5433. That can be looked up, but that's a 24-hour 24 hotline number. It goes directly to our emergency shelter. We do provide emergency shelter prior to people going to Martha's Home and getting more stabilization. But that number can be for someone who is experiencing domestic violence, who needs some help right now. Obviously, if you're in a critical situation, if there's a threat, you want to call 911. But if you're a friend, you call us at that number and just get some information, basic, how can I help? What do I need to look for? Is there someone that my friend can talk to when they're ready to talk? Because what we don't want to do is tell a victim what to do. What we want to say is, we're here for you. I can help get you info.
What are the most common misconceptions that you see on the topic of domestic violence? I'll start with you, Connie.
I think that probably people want to mind their own business and are very reluctant to get involved. I get many, many calls. You know, when they just Google shelters for women, Martha's Home will come up because the domestic violence shelter, their address is unpublished and in an undisclosed location. So I bet 10, 15 calls a week from victims of domestic violence and from family members, from interested people. So people are starting to get more involved, which I think is very encouraging. And they want to know, how can I help? What can I do? How do I approach her? Because they're afraid to get involved because of this stigma of, I need to mind my own business. But they're seeing some signs. And so if they can call that hotline too, they'll advise you how to approach the victim.
And that number again is 806-374-5433. And that's specifically to the Amarillo area. That's national.
That's our local number. We can connect people or give them a national number. But again, just for information purposes, anyone is welcome to call that at any time.
Okay. And I'll definitely put these on hppr.org so everyone can see that. Kathy, same question to you. What do you feel is like the biggest misconception?
Well, one of the difficulties, the first question that usually comes up is, why does she stay? And one of the problematic things about that is that it assumes that she's got the control or the power to leave. And although on a physical level, she's got the power to leave and walk out, the devastation of years and years and years of, you're not worthy and nobody will believe you, and an abuser disconnecting that person from other sources of support, you know, even their own family. So at some point, this person maybe has no one to turn to. They don't believe that they have the ability or the right to be looking for their own stability. And some people who are here undocumented, who are brought here by people, by their partners, and then at that point, they're fearing for not only their lives, but they're fearing that the abuser will take their children and disappear. There's a lot of reasons and misconceptions that she actually has the power. And in many ways, she doesn't have any power at all. And that's a difficult situation to get out of.
Well, I thank you both for all of the great work that you do. This is obviously a huge problem in our region. And folks, you can go to hppr.org to get all this information. But Connie, folks can get to Martha's Home by going to marthashome.org. Kathy, how can folks see Family Support Services?
Again, the hotline, 374-5433, or our main number, 342-2500. We're at the corner of 10th and Polk Street. You can walk in, you can call. We will give you information or help you if you need help.
Well, thank you both for being in here, and we're sorry we didn't have a Rex, but we'll get him next time. You guys have a fantastic day. Thanks for tuning in to High Plains Morning. We'll be back here tomorrow.